This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Stay tuned for the next 4 minutes of practical insight and encouragement from the Bible for your daily walk with Christ. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
John's second and third letters were personal letters to friends whom he expected to visit. This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, a look at the books of 2 and 3 John. His second letter was to a Christian woman whom John called the Elect Lady. John's objective in writing this brief letter was to pass along a personal warning to her to beware of false teachers, which he wrote about in his first letter. She was apparently well known for her hospitality. John cautioned her not to extend it to those whose teachings were harmful to the Christian church. Like most of the false teachers of that day, these men were well known for their impure lives. John, therefore, cautioned her to safeguard both the faith and the lives and the spiritual welfare of her children. As in any age, young people are easily led astray by high-sounding words that promise much and produce little. In our day, we have seen thousands of young men led astray into the occult or into the religious teachings of Eastern religions by false teachers. False prophets abound in our day, just as they did when John wrote to this lady. They even look the same today as they did then. The prophets of God had both prophetic messages and godly lives. Peter said, "For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost." The prophets of God did more than just predict the future. They were concerned about the lives of the people to whom they wrote, exhorting them to live lives of purity and holiness. They themselves, by Peter's definition of a prophet, were men dedicated to God who lived holy lives. False prophets display no such characteristics. They may speak with pious sounds, but behind it all, if you listen carefully, you can hear the hiss of the serpent. John reminds this lady that Jesus Christ must be central in any teaching about God. "Whoso transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son." A life filled with Christ will be filled with love for our fellow Christians. John's third letter is also to an individual. It is addressed to Gaius. There are references in the New Testament to a Gaius, but the Gaius of this letter cannot be identified with any certainty. He speaks to him about a man named Diotrephes, who was probably one of the false teachers he had written about in 1 John. Gaius had evidently extended hospitality to some Christian teachers who were passing through, and John commends him for this and encourages him to keep it up. Diotrephes, on the other hand, had gained a prominent position among Christians, but he had assumed authority that did not belong to him. He not only refused hospitality to these brethren, but charged others not to do so. Pride and personal ambition were not unknown to the early church. These two letters show the personal concern of John for his friends. Study them to gain insight into the life of the church in those times.
As part of this broadcast ministry, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. Each month, this self-study guide will direct your Bible reading and give you new insights on how to live a Christ-centered life. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Join us on Daily Discipleship.